Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is a Sunday, first Sunday after the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today is celebrating, the Church is celebrating the relatives of Jesus Christ through his mother. And it's King David and the prophet and the writer of the Psalter, and of course Joseph, the betrothed to the Mother of God, that was protecting her and the child, and the brother from the first marriage of Joseph, which is James, who has become the first bishop of Jerusalem. And of course, you know, he had been killed, he'd been thrown down from a tall building, and then he was killed. My beloved, today we're also remembering the great atrocity that Herod did, and that was that he had actually sent soldiers to kill all the little babies starting from 2 years old and under. And it was 14,000 of them that not only in Bethlehem, but also in the other parts close by. And 14,000 little babies were killed. And of course, the mothers were crying their heart out, and they wouldn't want, as many of them said, they wanted first to kill us first, and then the babies. Don't leave us, don't let us live without our babies. But nothing worked. They had orders from Herod that to destroy all the little children, because he figured this way he can get Jesus Christ. In the meantime, as you heard in the gospel today, Jesus Christ left with his mother, taking him in the arms, and with Joseph and the brother, James, they all went away from Bethlehem. They went to Egypt to be there until Herod would die. And of course, after Herod had died, then they returned back. But on the way, there's a beautiful story that they were attacked by robbers, and they wanted to take away the donkey, and which sometimes Joseph would put the mother of Jesus Christ and the baby on it to ride, because it was a very long trip. And they came, and they wanted to rob them and take away the donkey. But when the leader had noticed the little baby, he was so fascinated by them, and he said to the Mother of God, "If God himself would have come down from heaven, he would not be any more beautiful than this little baby." And he said to his comrades, let's go. We don't touch nothing of them. Let's go away. And they didn't do any harm to the family. And what the Mother of God said to the robber, "This one day the Lord is going to repay you." And he did. He was the one of the robbers that finally executed on the cross, and he was placed on the right side of the Lord. And he had asked Lord to bring him into the kingdom of heaven, and he said, "Today you will be in the kingdom of heaven." And that's the same leader of the robbers that speared the little baby at that time on the road to Egypt. And of course, when they came back, they heard that the son of Herod was in charge now, and so they had another vision from the angel, and the angel told him to settle down in Nazareth. And that's why he was known as a Nazarite, the Lord, because they lived in Nazareth. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, even though being created of all the universe, he lived like a regular little child, and he was a helper, helping his father, that wasn't his real father, but he was helping him in carpentry. And when Joseph had died, he continued to do carpentry, the work, and to feed his mother, until he finally went at the age of 30, he started to become doing the preaching, because at that time you were not considered as you being mature enough, and you had to wait until the year of 30 to get any kind of a priesthood or any to do any preaching or any special job with the today, you know, it's not to say. Today, they're being told at 18 years old, you're of age, and you are on your own. But that wasn't the case then. Of course, the Lord came and preached for 3 years, and finally, as you know, he was crucified, and he tried to teach us how to live in such a way so that we'll be able to be meeting him in the kingdom of heaven with his mother and with all the relatives and all her relatives and all those who have went to the kingdom of heaven, and all those little babies that became like angels in the kingdom of heaven. Let's remember what the Lord tells us, that we must take the kingdom of heaven by force, and although if we exert ourselves, if we fight for it, for the kingdom of heaven, then we'll be able to go there. So we have to work hard on it, and let's not become too lazy, but let's try to become very fervent of trying to fulfill God's commandments and live according to the gospel. Amen. God bless you.